Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Philippians chapter 1, verses 18 and 21. Because of this, I rejoice, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. God is gracious to us in life or death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It's Saturday morning. Your family is trying to decide if they will spend the day at the park or playing your favorite games together. Both are great choices. You'd love to do either. That's what they call a win-win situation. Paul was one of the greatest missionaries of all time. He spent all his time going from place to place, starting churches, and then encouraging people in those churches. He started churches in places named Corinth and Philippi. He would visit them, and when he couldn't be with them, he'd write letters to them. God's word for today comes from one of Paul's letters. He wrote it from a prison cell. You see, Paul was in jail for telling people about Jesus. He didn't know if he would go free or be put to death. How frightening. However, when you read Paul's letter, you can hear in his words that he was not afraid. Just the opposite. Paul used words like rejoice and joy, hope and courage. Whether he lived or died, Paul saw this as a win-win situation. If he was set free, he was excited to continue his work of sharing the gospel with the people of Philippi and many others. He was especially eager to reflect his joy in Jesus so that others could see it. His courage came from knowing that Christ would always be with him and that Paul's work would bring Christ praise and glory. But what if he was not set free? What if they put him to death? Paul still expressed joy. While he was eager to continue his work for Jesus, he knew that when he died, he would be with Jesus, the one he served and told others about. When he went to heaven, there would be no more pain or suffering, only the joy of being with Jesus forever. The choice of living or dying was not up to Paul, and it's not up to us either. But like Paul, we can live each day rejoicing because of what Jesus has done for us in forgiving our sins and preparing a place with him in heaven. Some days are hard. Some days are really hard. Even on the hard days, we can have hope and joy, knowing that Jesus can bless all that we do. It's all for his glory. Life is a win-win. We get to live each day knowing Jesus is with us, forgives us, and loves us dearly. Someday, when it is God's will, he will take us to be with him in heaven. For now, do what Paul did, and share this amazing message of God's grace with everyone around us. I will continue to rejoice. We spend moments in prayer. Gracious Savior, because of your love, we can face the challenges and hard times of this world. Calm our fears and give us joy in knowing that you are with us in all things. It's in your name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.